Now, over the weekend, tens of thousands of protesters spilled onto the streets of Romania's capital, Bucharest, demanding one thing, an end to corruption. Thousands of Romanian expats flew home to voice their anger with the ruling centre-left government, which they feel has forced them to leave the country. On the first night, police responded with tear gas and water cannons, leaving more than 450 people injured. So, what's prompted the protests and the violence? I've been speaking to the editor of the European think tank Emerging Europe, Craig Terp, who was there when things turned violent.
Well, I arrived in Piazza Victoria, which is the large public square in front of the government building, around 7:30. Everyone there was peaceful, but by that stage, tear gas was already being fired into the crowd, and then water cannon followed shortly afterwards. And I think what it's important to point out is that the tear gas was being fired indiscriminately with no consideration for the fact that the crowd was by and large for the families with children. You know, this was not a lynch mob that had come to storm the Winter Palace, as it were.
And they were all gathering not just from inside Romania. Many people had come from abroad. To say what? What is it that they're protesting against?
Well, the protest was, as you say, nominally organised by the Romanian diaspora. And they were there to send a message to the government that they no longer consider it to be legitimate and that the government should resign. I think that it's important to remember that, you know, people have been protesting in Bucharest since February last year. But what has changed is that whereas initially last year they were purely about making sure that the fight against corruption continued, it was clear the moment I arrived on Friday that this was no longer about just keeping up the pressure on the government to keep up its fight against corruption. This is now a protest against the government itself. And I think they want new elections as well.
And given the government's response, they clearly understand that something has shifted in the nature of the protests?
I'm not sure. I mean, if we go back again to last year at the first demonstration, which took place, I think, on the 1st of February, something similar happened. You know, the protest ended in much the same way, with violence, although certainly not on this scale. It appeared then as though the violence was orchestrated in order to dissuade people from taking part in subsequent demonstrations. It didn't work then. The protests became larger until the government was actually forced to back down. So the tactic of scaring off people certainly didn't work then, and it's not worked this time either, because people came back onto the streets on Saturday night and on Sunday as well.
And it is significant that many of the organisers are people who live outside of Romania, but they send a huge amount of remittances back to their families. Just outline the significance of that.
As you mentioned, it's economically crucial. Romanians living abroad are, we could say, one of the largest investors in the country. But there's also the important fact that the diaspora is important from a political point of view. The last two presidential elections have been swung by the diaspora against the current ruling party's candidate, which in one guise or another has been in office for all but 9 years, I think, of the 3 decades since the Romanian Revolution. So the diaspora blames the PSD and its misrule for their lack of opportunities, which forced them to emigrate in the first place.
That was Craig Terp, European think tank Emerging Europe. He's the editor of that. You're listening to the BBC World Service. This is NewsHour.